All right, well, welcome everybody to the Josephine County Board of Commissioners Legal Counsel Update for Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. Looks like there's an executive session later. First item is abandoned horses in Kirby.
Yep, so we have a rather lengthy backstory Leah is going to impart to the board, and there's just going to be a level of awareness that we want the board to have on this particularly, and then I think a judgment call will be made at the end, right?
Actually not, well, yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah, basically, so. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, so that primer?
Yeah. So there's a gentleman out in Kirby who found some horses on his property. They were there for a few days, so he called Animal Control. Animal Control, they kind of knew who might have owned the horses, but nobody was there at the house. They stopped by the house several times. They've sent letters that have gone sent back, been returned. House is empty. So they're basically abandoned horses. So Animal Control has
how
the
many?
Horses. Two.
Okay.
Two horses. They are being boarded up somewhere in Douglas County. And the way the law works is that...
Well, Animal Control took them into...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The way the law works is that the county can have a lien on the horses for the cost of taking care of them. In order to do that, we send out a notice, and we have to publish it in the newspaper because we don't know who had the horses, that says, we have these horses, they're abandoned, we have a lien on them for the cost of boarding. And if these horses are yours, you can pay the cost of the boarding and we'll release them to you. Otherwise, we're gonna hold them and sell them at an auction after 30 days.
How did they get the horses in Douglas County? Do we pay to have them transported up
there? We just don't have the
cost of transporting them?
That's part of the lien on the horses.
That's gonna out exceed the value of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are they?
Almost immediately.
Yeah, are they healthy?
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
And so, I'm gathering up the costs and the boarding fees, and then I will do a notice in the newspaper, and then the sheriffs will auction them off after 30 days.
And so, anybody in Cave Junction know about it, or asking around, or
no,
put flyers on poles?
No, they think it belonged to this one house where the people left and just let the horses go, and they can't find them. They split.
It's Animal Control's theory at this point, based on the evidence. Yeah.
Well, they don't have
they
licenses
just
like a
dog either. I guess the only thing we can do is follow through.
Yeah.
In my estimation,
now that we're here,
I'd say just follow through with what you have to do and sell them.
Yeah. Thanks for the update.
If somebody calls and says, "Hey,"
right?
Yeah.
Animals sometimes these issues tend to get big.
Yeah?
Yeah, animal issues probably grow faster.
As far as the cost?
Well, that's part of it. But
the human element.
The human attention paid to animal issues can sometimes get pretty high.
God.
So it's really important that you be conversant in this, just in case.
Right.
Yeah, because it will be published in the paper, and so we thought we should give you the heads up before you get any calls.
You know, and there's certainly to be inquiry about how, well, why isn't the county... Well, we can imagine what kind of inquiries are going to be coming in.
And how often does Animal Control get a call about horses?
Oh,
I would think that's pretty rare.
Not too often. There was the 178 miniature horses a couple of years ago.
Oh, it was a neglect case.
Why do we send it? We don't have a horse facility at our animal shelter. Is that why we send them to Douglas?
That is correct. Sometimes they go to the fairgrounds, but in this instance, they couldn't because they didn't know what kind of shots they had had.
Well, yeah, you don't have what they call that. Croggin disease.
Yeah. So they had to ship them up to Douglas County. And I think there's another place in around the area that the Animal Control works with, but I think it's because they didn't know the health that they could.
Well, let's just follow through. It's going to take 30 days at least, but how long after the notice can you say? It's 30 days after the first notice?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any. Made every effort to try to find him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you put an ad or notice in the Ivy News?
Could.
In addition to the Kirby
Sensors
area?
Yeah, we can do that.
It's a notice in the Ivy News also.
We can do that.
In fact, I'd rather put an Ivy News in the Courier. I don't know
any day.
The Courier.
As far as money. So. Okay.
Yeah.
when it seems appropriate by
you
Kirby.
Whatever you need to do on that.
Okay.
Okay, so that's item one. Unless there's something else.
That's it.
All right. Item two is additional subjects or
thank you.
Matters from commissioners. Oh, I was going to ask. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're going to live?
Yeah. Your classic slip and fall, like cartoons, aww, where your feet go up.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah.
At least it was on the weekend, or?
No.
Darn it.
No. It was ice instead of a banana peel. That's the only thing.
Well, take care.
Thanks.
You bet. Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my.
It couldn't be the offhand.
New dance.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun. All right, additional subject matters from commissioners.
I have nothing at this time. We covered that this morning.
Okay. Me neither. Although, just like I said, I had a good tour of the jail this morning, and it was impromptu, and I liked having a look, and boy,
that's probably the best thing to do when they don't know you're coming.
Don't know you're coming, and
they're
the
welcome
place
there.
Just looked great.
Pop in anytime you want.
Yeah, place looked great. He runs a tight ship,
and is
a little bit bursting at the seams. And
a lot of times those
coming.
Places have a tendency to smell like a gymnasium, and that one doesn't. It's pretty
no,
nice.
And it doesn't smell like a chemical
nice facility
plant either.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. All right, well then, let me notice this executive session. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, at 2:06 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda item. Proposed lease of a county property, portion of a parking lot, ORS 192.6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are now asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about the subjects during the executive session except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:07 p.m. We're out of executive session at 2:38 and back into our legal counsel update. We've decided to keep preparing the lease and move it forward to a weekly business session on the parking lot property. So we're back, and if there's any additional subjects or matters,
did you
from
say the time on that?
I did.
You did okay. Good.
I did at the beginning. Unless there's anything else you have to say, Commissioner DeYoung.
I think we're fine.
All right. If I had a gavel, I'd strike it down now.